Esme Suiza had done her best to clean up before reporting as ordered to the Admiral aboard her flagship, the RSS Harrier, but the mutiny and the following battle had left her little time. She had showered and run her uniform through the cycler, but it wasn't her dress uniform. The fight aboard Despite had put holes through interior bulkheads and started innumerable small fires, including one in the junior officer's storage compartment. She herself, though clean, had not slept well in however many days it had been. She knew her eyes were bloodshot and sticky with fatigue. Her hands trembled. She had the stomach-clenching feeling that her best wasn't good enough. Admiral Serrano looked like an older edition of Captain Serrano. The same compact trim frame, the same bronze skin. Here, the dark hair was streaked silver, and a few lines marked the broad forehead, but she gave an impression of crackling energy held just in check.
Lieutenant Junior Grade Suiza reporting, sir.
At least her voice didn't shake. Those few days of command had ironed out the uneasy flutter she used to struggle against.
Have a seat, Lieutenant.
Esme sat in the appointed chair, glad that her knees held, and she made it a controlled descent.
I have reviewed your summary of events aboard Despite. It seems to have been a very difficult time.
Yes, sir.
That was safe. But her memory reminded her that it wasn't always true, that a yes, sir, to Captain Hearn had been treason, and a yes, sir, to Major Dovier had been mutiny.
You do understand, Lieutenant, that it is mandatory for all officers participating in a mutiny to stand before a court to justify their actions.
Esme was grateful for the gentleness, even though she knew it would do her no lasting good.
Yes, sir. I have to take responsibility.
That's right. And you, because you are the senior surviving officer and the one who ended up in command of the ship, you will bear the brunt of this investigation and the court.
The Admiral paused, looking at her with that quiet, expressionless face. Esme felt cold inside. They had to have a scapegoat, is that what it meant? Panic filled in a quick sketch of her future. Dismissed, disgraced, thrown out of fleet, and forced to return home. She wanted to argue that it wasn't fair, but she knew better. Fairness wasn't the issue here. The survival of ships, which depended on the absolute obedience of all to the captain, that was the issue.
I understand.
I won't tell you that such a court is merely a formality, even in a case like this. A court is never a mere formality. Things always come out in courts to the detriment of everyone concerned, things that might not matter ordinarily. But in this case, I don't want you to panic. It is clear from your report, and that of other personnel,
Esme hoped that might mean the Admiral's niece,
that you did not instigate the mutiny, and that there is reasonable probability that the mutiny will be held to be justified.
The knot in Esme's stomach loosened slightly.
Obviously, it is necessary to remove you from command of Despite.
Esme felt her face heating, more relief than embarrassment. She was so tired of having to figure out how to ask the senior NCOs what to do next without violating protocol.
Of course, sir.
Frankly, I'm surprised that a jig could take over Despite and handle her in battle, let alone get off the decisive shot. That was good work, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir. Actually, it was the crew, especially Chief Essek. They knew what to do.
They always do. But you had the sense to let them, and the guts to come back. You're young. You made mistakes, of course.
Esme thought of their first attempt to join the fight, the way she'd insisted on too high an insertion velocity and forced them to blow past. She hadn't known then about the glitch in the nav computer, but that was no excuse.
But I believe you have the root of the matter in you. Stand your court. Take your medicine, whatever it is, and good luck to you, Lieutenant Suiza.
The Admiral stood. Esme scrambled up to shake the hand extended to her. She was being dismissed. She didn't know where she was going or what would happen next, but she felt a warm glow where the cold knot had been.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.